Hey there, it's Rose. Today, I'm thrilled to bring you a condensed version of my interview with Indra Adnan. In this snippet, Indra, who's a writer, psychosocial therapist, a political entrepreneur specializing in future politics and conflict transformation, shares insights on the role of women. She encourages them to speak up, emphasizing their role as social architects, and advocates for elevating the status of their work at home. I had the pleasure of interviewing her during the Harvest event in Kaplankaya.
The action of a triangle is to act upon reality. I'm going to change reality, right?
Yeah.
And that's how men, you know, neurologically proven to be a little more left-brained. That's how they see their work, to act upon reality. And so they build things, they map things, they plan things, they create institutions and so on. Women are more circular. Let's get back. The work of a circle is to hold things,
yes,
to create space for things. So whatever is within that space self-organizes and on its own terms begins to flourish, right? So like a garden is the place where many plants and trees grow, right? So that's the work of a circle, is to hold space for things to flourish. That's how a family, if a family is a happy family, it's because the parents were able to hold the space for many different personalities to flourish on their own terms, ready to go out into the world as individuals that are capable, yeah, and independent individuals. So I asked that question, but I would say a lot of the men in our space immediately say, oh, well, I'm a circle.
Okay.
They identify with that circle, right? And they know that it's a good thing. And it's hard for me to really push it in that sense. So instead of making them wrong, which I have no interest in doing, yeah, because their work is so vital, I really want the women themselves to see their own work as much more important than maybe they've understood until now.
You've asked also the women in the room, it was on the second day, to speak, to be more on stage. Is that not natural for women to be to talk and to be heard?
I would say, in my experience over the years, that women are not that keen on being in the front of a stage. They have plenty to say, but they prefer to be in a certain context that is connected, more connected, yeah, than the separation of the audience and the stage with a spotlight on, okay, it, because that instantly creates a kind of disconnect. So in the past, when I've tried to address that and I found that I didn't get women appearing willingly, you know, they would often say, oh, yes, I'll come, and then not come at the last minute, because there was a discomfort with that kind of putting them on the top or on the front. So I just changed the way that we operated, and we started to do things in circles more,
okay,
and invite women into the circle. It was really obvious that they would turn up and speak and share much more willingly than
so
the way,
the way we can adapt to make the women,
yeah,
speak.
Yeah.
It was funny because during the last panel again, you had been telling the women to be heard and everything, and I was watching you, and I saw there were four questions to be asked. And after the three questions by men, I saw when the mic was given to a man, I saw you. And I was almost wanting to raise my hand. I had nothing to say, but I was like, she's going to be so upset. I'm going to ask a question, but I don't know why. But then the mic was passed to, yes, a man, and I saw your eyes in her. And you were like, I don't know what you felt, but I saw a little bit of deception, and that no girl would be brave enough to take the mic.
It was partly that. It was partly that, but it was more like a sort of dismay at the fact that we still hadn't been able to create the conditions,
yeah,
really for the women in which they felt comfortable to speak up at that point. And, you know, it was such a, and this is something I perhaps I will draw attention to, it was a disappointment in me, because I'd made that my point so clear, and, you know, to the women and to the men, and yet again, it was going to happen. And now I have to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
that's a drag for me, that I have to be the pain in the ass now who's going to stand up and point it out. And, it, you know, I'm quite happy to share that with people, because quite a lot of people will think, oh, Indra, you know, oh, she's that, you know, person who keeps fighting. You know, why doesn't she calm down a bit? I said, well, because, you know, I've said it 100 times and still, it's still the same conditions. So it's a combination of things. I'm not blaming any single person. Everyone has their own conditions. And I certainly understand that women would say to me, as they have said to me, we're busy doing our stuff all the time. We don't need the limelight. Okay? I totally respect that. I don't want to change that. However, the reality is, if you don't become visible, then you won't be on the map. You won't get funded for the work you do because no one can see you. And you become reliant on, if you can build a business, great. But there's so many women who are not going to build a business, right? They're just doing their work without doing anything that buys into the old world of the only thing that gets valued is what makes money.
Thank you for tuning into this snippet from Indra Adnan's episode on Harvest series. If you enjoyed what you heard, make sure to catch the full version in episode number 16. Stay engaged and stay tuned for upcoming episodes dropping weekly. See you next time.